Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So happy to bring you another Skype interview. You know how these work by now. You get the audio on air, the video later tonight on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. You may know this person I'm speaking with from the movie Jersey Girl. She was Ben Affleck and J-Lo's daughter, but most recently, she was on last season of The Voice. She was on Team Xtina, and she's got a new track called Diary that we're going to play later tonight with the Daily Download. Raquel Castro checking in from Long Island right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hi, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for joining me here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Have you been watching The Voice thus far, Raquel?
I have, so I'm really excited about that. I watched last week on Super Bowl Sunday when I first dropped Diary. I was watching it, and it brought back so many memories. I was like, oh, I miss it so much.
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, again, you know, as we mentioned earlier in the interview, Christina Aguilera had hit her button for you on last season, and Christina Aguilera is somebody that, especially as of late, it always seems like every time she's in the headlines, she's getting ripped on or trashed on in the media. As somebody that got to work with her, Raquel, you got to be a little extra sensitive of that, no? I mean, you almost want to kind of like defend your girl.
I do, you know? I mean, it happens a lot, even with other artists as well. I mean, Christina has been my inspiration since I'm a little girl. But the fact that people have to say so many negative things about someone when, you know, they really don't know them whatsoever, it really does aggravate me, make me mad, because obviously no one's perfect. And you know, people do make mistakes, but they shouldn't be judged because of that, just because of who they are. Because there's plenty of people out there that, you know, aren't in this business who do things 10 times worse and don't get judged like, you know, people in this business do. And as me, like, you know, growing up, I was doing it since I was 4, you know, that kind of scares me a little bit. But it does get me very just like, I just definitely want to defend her and even, like I said, the other artists as well, just because, you know, I have felt somewhat, not to that extent, but that pressure, you know, it's a lot of pressure to be in this business because you have to have, you know, such a great image and, you know, you have to be a role model. But at the same time, I feel like a role model, to me, Christina was a very good role model because she taught us about her mistakes and she told us to learn from them. And you know, if something like this happens, don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. And I think that's a great role model because she's experienced things that some people haven't yet. So she can kind of guide you in a way to, you know, so you don't make those mistakes yourself. So I think that makes a great role model. And, you know, I don't really agree with that whole negativity stuff.
Well, obviously you're trying to take those lessons now and implement them in your own career. Raquel Castro here on the Ralphie Radio Show. As you mentioned, you released a track on Super Bowl Sunday called Diary. Tell me real quick, first of all, Raquel, did you have a diary growing up as a child or no? Did you keep one?
I did. You know, I still have some. I had like 3 different diaries. My first one was like a Britney Spears diary I got in like first grade. But yeah, I mean, I've always kept a diary here and there. Sometimes me and my mom would like lay down at night and just like write like how my day was or whatever. But yeah, I mean, obviously for the diary, it's kind of like about a girl and a boy, which some people are like a little iffy about, but it definitely has a good meaning behind it.
I gotta imagine some people are a little shocked here, Raquel. You're on Team Xtina, and yet you just admitted to having a Britney Spears diary growing up as a child. Come on, girl.
Hey, it was a gift given to me. If I would, I mean, Britney's cool, but, you know, Christina's my girl. She's been my inspiration since I'm like, I think like 4 or 5.
You know, it's funny too, Raquel, because I know you're 17 years old. I feel like your generation is going to be the last one to keep diaries now with the internet. Do you think they're becoming extinct?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, they have like Xanga and like blogs and all that stuff. So that's probably going to be the new, you know, generation of diaries, but you know, it's always good to keep your thoughts no matter how you do it. A diary is just, you know, for memories, just to remember, you know, what you've been through and all that kind of stuff.
People like to put that personal stuff on the internet now, especially Tumblr. I feel like Tumblr is another one where people are kind of making it into their own like virtual diary, right?
Diaries aren't supposed to be shared with anyone though. I mean, you know, people write like their life stories on Facebook sometimes. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Right. You've learned well thus far. Raquel Castro here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're wrapping up with her. By the way, the track Diary we will feature later tonight with the Daily Download here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Raquel Castro, making some time via Skype. Thank you so much again for the time, Raquel. Good luck.
Thank you so much.